Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California, episode 72, folks. 72. And as you can see, we can see also. I don't know, maybe you can't see it because it's not a video, but you can hear the flute is calling you to worship the podcast. 70, this is my 72nd episode. And technologically, I'm still kind of an infant. I don't know. I don't have any idea how many people are actually listening. And I have a feeling it's not that many. I don't think that many people know about it. That's my feeling. And I still haven't gotten into the iTunes store. I haven't got a system yet to track how many people are listening to my podcast. My therapist said to me at one point, she said, well, maybe you don't want to get that tracking because what if the number's so low that it kind of discourages you? And I go, well, I'm kind of expecting a low number because I don't think that many people know about this. And so I haven't really promoted it. So it's not that big of a deal. I mean, if I know two people that listen to this on a consistent basis. Actually, one. I'm doing a podcast for one person. No, I'm doing it. I think there's a few people. You know, every once in a while I hear of somebody. The people that listen to my podcast, I'm not getting emails or people. If they run into me, they tell me, hey, I like your podcast. Or, you know, occasionally somebody will tell me something. But I met a couple of high-tech guys that have they're professionals. And I might have mentioned this before. And I'm going to get with them. And we're going to see about taking this to the next level. I also have my neighbor, Dwayne, who is a technological man, who's got another kind of gig during the week now. So I've got him as well, but I'm going to go to these guys and see if I can expedite things. But first I'm going to heal. This time I'm healing my hips. We're in the healing hips mode. And first of all, let's just say Happy Father's Day. But, you know, I mean, I don't want to forget that it is Father's Day, and Happy Father's Day to the fathers out there. And you know, it's one of those you know, Hallmark created holidays, I guess. I don't think the Pilgrims came over here and established Father's Day. I'm not really sure, but you know, I called my dad, sent him a little gift, and you know, and it's you know, I got him this gift card. His restaurant he likes, and he told me my niece got him some shirts and my sister got him some shirts, and it's nice to know that everybody's using their imagination when it comes to getting gifts for dad. Well, it's not their fault. It's just like the, you know, I guess he can always use shirts, and I guess he can always use a gift card to the restaurant. I don't know, if, you know, when I ask him what he would like, he gets, oh, I don't care. I don't want anything. All I care is that you're good, that you're well, and everyone is well because I don't care. That's how he sounds. Not quite. But, you know, he all he cares. So, but you want to get him something, and then you know, so I got him to see he likes food. I mean, he's not like a big, he's not a big guy. He's a small, very thin, slender man and in great shape. Great shape. I mean, the man walks 45 minutes a day, okay? Been smoking cigarettes since he was like a teenager. Of course, allegedly, he's cut down. I don't know. And at this age of the game, you know, this stage of the game, his age in his 80s, you know what? Keep up the smoke. If smoking is what you enjoy, enjoy it, baby. Stop listening to these politically correct people. You gotta get up smoking. Because sometimes what happens is, you know, people who eat well and exercise, but they're miserable, and they get diseases, and they don't live very good lives, or they die early. And then there's other, you know, places where people, they eat, like, really, you know, bad food and drink, you know, alcohol and smoke and this and that, but they're extremely happy, and they live to be 900 years old. Okay? All right. Ding, 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 ding. So I was at Health Foods. I was at Whole Foods, and I was in the parking lot, and an elderly lady You say elderly, you know, you say elderly when they're really old. Like me, I'm kind of old. You know, I'm not like old, but I'm not freaking young here, but I'm not elderly yet. You see, when people start calling you elderly, that's when there's no turning back. That's when you're so old that there's no denying it. You can't deny it anymore. You can't fake your age. You can't say you didn't know where you were, you know, when Kennedy was shot or something like that. Anyway, an elderly lady was walking her empty shopping cart back to where the shopping carts are gathered. And she was passing me, and I needed one. I didn't need that one, but I could have. That's the one I wanted. It was coming right by me. So I said to her, "Excuse me, you know, I'll take that." You know, and she goes, "Oh, okay." And then she brings it to me, and then she. This is on Friday, mind you. This is Friday, not Sunday, Father's Day. This is Friday. And then she says to me, she looks at me, she goes, "Happy Father's Day." And I go, "Okay, thank you." I mean, I don't have any kids here, but I didn't say that. You see, I didn't want to spoil her. You know, she was thinking she was doing something nice. So she said, "Happy Father's Day." I just said, "Thank you." Okay? And then, you know, she should have just made her exit. But then she looks at me and she goes, "Are you a father?" Now we're going to get into a conversation here? So I can't say no, because if I say no, then I'm going to look like an idiot for saying thank you for Father's Day. So I say, "Oh, yeah, yeah." She goes, "Oh, okay, good, yeah." You know, she probably picked up on something on me, something in my eyes, something in my vibration. I said, "Happy Father's Day" to a non-father. He took a counterfeit Father's Day compliment greeting thing. So anyway, it's Father's Day, and I hope that if you are a father and you're listening to this, you're doing some good stuff, or you've done some good stuff, and that's that. That's all I got to say about Father's Day, okay? Enough with the Father's Day. And then I'm in Whole Foods. I've been going to Whole Foods quite a bit lately. And I was at the salad bar the other day, and this older lady, okay? Not elderly, okay? See? Differentiating. Someone who's older. You know, older than me, or looks older than me. And we're talking about, they got this weird salad bar where it's you know, you got to crouch down to get to the back because the sneeze guard is locked in. Okay, it's locked in. You can't move the sneeze guard. So, we start talking, and she goes, I just made a comment. Maybe I think I said something like, "Yeah, it's kind of hard to reach back there." She goes, "Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah." And then she turns to, because the deli department is right across from the salad bar, and she turns to one of the kids that work there, and I say, "Kids," he's a young guy, maybe he's probably in his early 20s, and I'm friendly with him, he's a nice kid, and she starts talking, and she goes, "That salad bar really needs to be, you know, they need to do something about it, because it's hard, when you crouch down, it's not good for the back, and blah, blah, blah," and he's looking at her like, what am I supposed to do? And I say to her, I try to intervene, I go, "Well, you know, it's not his, you know, it's, I mean, you're talking to him, he works here, but he doesn't have any authority over the salad bar. You need to go to where there's some salad bar authority." And I would think that it would probably be somebody in the managerial position of the store. Preferably somebody who oversees the entire store. And she agreed with me. She agreed. She goes, you're right. So we go on our merry way, and it turns out, just coincidentally, of course, there are no coincidences, but that I run into her. I don't run into her, but I'm online at the checkout stand, and she's right in front of me. I'm right in back of her, and she looks at me and she explains, "Oh, you know, I never mentioned it to the manager." And I was going to say, good for you for, you know, complaining to the wrong person and then not, you know, taking, the appropriate action to fix the problem that you want fixed. Good for you. You're like a solid, solid individual. And you see, hear the anger and resentment in my voice about this? Because I'm like, you know what? I mean, really? I mean, you're already over it? I mean, you know, it's been like 10 minutes. I mean, I guess you're over it, but until the next time you come there to the salad bar. So whatever. Just don't bother those kids behind the counter. They probably don't make, I'm guessing they don't make a heck of a lot of money, okay? And so, and they do a fine job, these kids. I love these kids. I love them. Oh, then I ran into, I ran into an old acquaintance of mine from way back in the day. I'm talking, years, decades back from when I was a young little puppy dog. And I was dabbling in the comedy world. And he's a comedian. I don't think he's going to listen to this. Well, if he does, I'm not just going to say anything too derogatory. You know, it was nice to see the guy. You know, I don't think we're going to ever hang out together. Excuse me. You know, I mean, it's been... I think our entire relationship from now until the end of time will be whenever we kind of run into each other. We're not going to exchange numbers and or anything like that. So, so anyway, I run into him, and the last time I saw him, he had moved out of town, actually out of state. And so I was kind of surprised to see him at Whole Foods. And so, you know, I thought it might be a lookalike. And then so, anyway, we started talking. It was him. And he's moved back. He's moved back to the L.A. area. And so I asked him, you know, do you live in the neighborhood? And he was like, oh, no. I live over on 3rd and La Brea. And I go, okay. But the way, it was just the way he said it. It was just like, oh, what, are you kidding me? I mean, we're talking about folks... Sherman Oaks, which happens to be a very nice neighborhood. This isn't like Compton or something. This is Sherman Oaks is nice. And 3rd and La Brea is nice area too, but it's different. It's like, I guess maybe it's more of the Hollywood area. I don't know, but I just was confused by his, I know, the pity. I can't fathom the thought of, yes, I live here. He asked me if I live. Oh, yes, I do. Poor, unfortunate me. I live in Valley Village. You know, I live in North Hollywood, but there's a little area called Valley Village. So whatever. You know what? You don't like this area. Don't shop here. No, he'd stop by. I didn't tell me why. He told me he was in a neighborhood for some reason, and he was stopping by the shop. So, you know, good for him. Good for him. God bless. I gave an update on the bird last week. I believe the bird was still here. It was still hanging around. And now the white bird has officially been gone for probably almost a week. It up and left. It just, who knows, maybe it was injured and it finally could fly out of here. But it's gone. The white bird is gone. It came and stayed for about a week or so. It spread joy and love throughout the building. Some people took it as a sign. And I thought it could be a sign of something, sign of a white bird. Anyway, good luck to that bird. I hope he makes it out there in the world. But if he ever needs to, he knows he can always come here. You know, now the dishes are gone, the water dishes, the food dishes. Because we don't need to, we're not feeding any more birds until one gets stuck back in here. All right. So this week I went to see my regular doctor just to do a checkup, kind of a post-surgical thing, kind of a checkup on something there that's going very well. Thank you so much. It's the blood pressure, okay? You want to know, I have a slight blood pressure thing, but it's doing pretty good. And, So anyway, he's in like on the border of West Hollywood and Beverly Hills. So I'm driving down what's called Beverly Boulevard, and I go to make a right into the lot that takes you into this parking lot where the closest lot to his building is one that you have to pay for. And then there's also these meters in front in this front lot there, where it's like a 30-minute meter. So I try to get into the first lot there, and there's this lady who is, she's got her car, she's blocking the entrance, and she's just waiting for somebody to pull out, but she's not letting me or anybody else get in. I mean, she has plenty of room where she could pull up a little bit and let me in so I could get around her, but she's not doing that. So I give her a little beep, and I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that she flipped me the bird. She gave me a little middle finger action. I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, I wasn't like, you know, leaning on the horn. I was just like, could you just move up a little bit so I can get in there? And so she moved up a little bit. And then, you know, I just waited for her because I didn't want to go around her. And then what happened is I go to put the car in that lot where you pay, and they're closed because they're painting the building next door to it. So I can't park there. So I have to go like about a block away to where my doctor has a free parking. And which is not bad because I'm walking pretty good these days. I'm fine with that. So I go to the parking lot. I park the car. And he's got these specific spots reserved for him. And I see a gentleman, an older gentleman, walking to his car. And he's in one of the doctor's spots. So he's going into his car. I guess he would be coming from the doctor. And I just, making casual conversation, I ask him, hey, have you just been to see our doctor so-and-so? It's a funny name for a doctor, Dr. So-and-so. And he goes, yeah, oh, yes, I have. I go, oh, yeah, I'm going there now. He goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, you know, I had this problem with constipation, and then he prescribed this medication, but then I broke out in the hives, so I came over for him to check out my hives and the constipation. And I'm thinking, why do I do this? I'm always looking for, I like talking to people, but sometimes you run into situations and you run into people that it's just like, do I really need to know this? I mean, I would never tell somebody I don't know. I don't even tell people I do know, like about constipation. I don't have any constipation, but I'm just saying. And hives? Constipation and hives? Jeez, bees. So, you know, I said, hey, all right, good luck to you, mister. And I go up, I talk to the doctor, you know, nice little conversation. And then I'm leaving, and there's this girl that works there. And I'm supposed to come back in 3 months. Doc wants to check the blood pressure in 3 months. So that's in September. So I say to the girl, and this girl looks like she's probably in her 30s. And, you know, I don't think she's in her 20s, probably in her 30s, okay? And so I say, well, I'll see you in September. And I start singing, see you in September. And she just looks at me blankly. And I go, oh, you don't know that song? She goes, no. And then out of the waiting room lobby comes some older woman voice, well, she's too young to know that song. She's too young to know that song. I go, yeah, but isn't that, I don't know, because I know songs. I mean, I know songs from, like, my dad's era. You know, I'm just saying, like, I thought See You in September was one of those songs that you might have heard on an oldie station. So, but maybe she never heard it. So, but that was funny. That old lady was like,
hey, she's too young to know See You in September. Hey.
And I said, okay, my mistake. Sorry about that. Sorry. So, ran to the gardener that takes care of the property here. And he works with another gentleman. And sometimes his kids work with him. And, you know, I mentioned before how I told him at least two times or so about the sprinklers are going off kind of, I think, at the wrong times. And he said he would take care of it, and I told him one more time, I think he did take care of it. But we're talking, and I don't know, somehow he starts telling me that he doesn't have a California driver's license, he's got some kind of Arizona driver's license, and DMV is, you know, because he's from Mexico. It's too much a problem, man. The DMV, too much problem, and I get a ticket and blah, blah. I don't know what he's talking about. Then he told me that, you know, he asked me how I was doing with my hips, and I go, good. Then he told me that he injured his back years ago, and, you know, and I go, oh, really? And he shows me a scar. I'm like, again, with the people, I didn't show him my scar. What is it with these people showing scars about, you know, I'm going, and so then, you know, he's a nice guy, though. He's a really nice guy. But like, a little too much information, whatever. So then I start, you know, I walk away, I go, I got to get out of here. You know, it's kind of hostage time here. I've just talked to him for a minute. I've been here for like 5 minutes. So I go, and I walk past his worker. And this guy, you know, he's got this kind of, he's like got one of those kind of look in his eyes, sort of like, what's the look I want to say? It's not like the warmest look, okay? And, you know, I've joked around with his boss a lot because, you know, his boss is a fun guy. Like I say, nice guy. And sometimes he's there. And so I walk by him and I say, hey, ¿qué onda? Which is sort of, I guess, like what's happening in Spanish. And he goes, ¿qué onda, loco? And he walks past. And I was, you know, I took that as an insult. You know, first of all, it's like, what's happening, crazy? I don't know this guy well enough. I mean, I see a look in his eyes that I don't like. It's sort of like he's got that look like he don't like white people kind of look. Or you don't trust white people, which, you know, whatever. I don't blame him if that's the way you feel. Just kind of, you know, don't put it on me, man. I didn't do nothing. And I don't know. He just had this vibe and this look. And I was trying to think, am I going to do anything about this? Am I going to say something? But, screw it. I don't want to say anything. So from now, I think I'm going to ice him, man. Now when I see him, I'll be able to, you know, I'll just be there. What's up, you know? I'll be joking around with him. No more joking. You know, it's just some people, you know, when they cross a certain line, then I just pull back. I go, all right, you know, you cross the line, man. I'm not going to freaking, I'll be cordial, but I'm not going to engage anyway. I'm not going to, no more K-Undas. I'll nod. Hey, what's up? And this time it's going to be with like more unsmiling face. And you mess with me, I'll whack my friggin' cane right into your head. By the way, I'm weaning myself off the cane, folks. I have a physical, my therapist, which just comes to the very last subject of today's podcast, is I started my aquatic therapy, which is basically water aerobic at this amazing physical therapy place. This place is 59 billion times better than the place I went to before. I'm the only person in the pool, one-on-one training. It's just amazing. But I had a little bit of obstacles getting there. My first day there, I go to drive onto what's called the Laurel Canyon entrance, which is the entrance onto the freeway, which is near my house, which would take me on my way to this place. And it's closed down. There's some kind of work going on there. So I got to go around, you know, to the cold water entrance, which is, you know, about, I don't know, 1 or 2 miles away, whatever. But, you know, here, you know, in the traffic around here and going around, you know, it could take whatever, 10 minutes or so. So I call over and I tell them, hey, listen, I may be running late because of this, the entrance. They go, all right, don't worry, we're here. We're waiting for you. Cool. So I go and I get there, and just amazing freaking place. I love this place. Just love it. Love it, love it. The people are just do a super, super job. And my first day when I got there, I went to the wrong place because I didn't know that there were two businesses in the same building. It's a kind of a freestanding building. With just like one floor, and one of those kind of with their own parking lot, and so I go into the entrance to the closest entrance to where I park. I see a lot of people in like wheelchairs and, you know, kind of people really messed up. And I walk in and I go, "Hey, is this the place?" And then they go, "No, this isn't it." And then there was this lady sitting there, this youngest kind of lady. Didn't look like in too good a shape. And I asked her, well, is the physical therapy place next door? And she just shrugged like, I don't know, leave me alone. I felt really bad for her. And But then I found my place, and it was so nice. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. They just treat you so well there. And they treated me so well. They are treating me well. And then the second time I went there, I thought, well, I'm going to outsmart fate. Instead of going to the Laurel Canyon entrance, I will go directly to the Coldwater entrance, which I did. I drove directly to the Coldwater entrance, and I got there, and this time the Coldwater entrance was closed. Wah, wah, wah. You know, this is like sitcom stuff, right? So again I call, and now I'm like a little confused at where the next entrance. You know, I mean, I didn't really know. I mean, I kind of know what general direction, but I don't know, like, if, you know, I don't know. I wasn't, like, so sure. I just know where the first two ones are. So I call up, and I get the lady who's the front desk person there. Kind of nice lady, I'll say middle-aged lady. And so she says to me, I tell her again, I go, yeah, this time I go, I'm on my way, and then the second entrance. She goes, all right, well, you know, we're waiting for you, and, you know, and she goes, you better get off the phone. She goes, I don't want you to get pulled over by the Po. And I go, the Po-Po? And she starts laughing. I thought she was going to say Po-Po. Because Po-Po is street slang for police. And I don't know why I thought she was going to say Po-Po. She started laughing, and then she goes, well, I was going to say police, but, you know, I know Po-Po. So we were laughing about that. Now every time I see her, I say, hi, watch out for the Po-Po. Watch out for the Po-Po. All right. Watch out for the Po-Po. Watch out for the Po-Po. Who's that? Edwin? The old Edwin? Hi there. Anyway, okay. Edwin, or Adam Sandler, he kind of does a little Edwin kind of thing, doesn't he? All right, that's it. That's it for this week's podcast. I'm podcasted out, okay, for now. Okay, folks? Thank you all for listening, you know, you could tell other people about this, but I would wait now until I'm going to really make the big push once I've completely redone all the files and know for sure that I'm in the iTunes store and things like that. But if you know people that got Apple products or whatever, you know, you just tell them, I think on Apple products you shouldn't have any issues. So until next week, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.